Oh, no, nothing like that. Nothing that would require any kind of, you know, release of information or anything like that. So, but just, yeah, it's just our, it's in a nutshell. We, you know, of course, Rite Aid closed, so we had to move to Walgreens. Or they automatically, we didn't have to move there, but they automatically moved us there. So they're as convenient as anybody. They're right around the corner, so we just said, okay, we'll give it a try. And the thing that's bugging me is they're just having an impossible time getting Ozempic. It's like they never can get it on time. You know, like right now I've been out, I'm supposed to take it on Saturday, and I haven't even heard when I'm going to get it. And it doesn't matter. If I order it sufficiently ahead of time for them to get it, I can't because it's too early. And if I wait until the first day I can order it, they don't get it in time. And it's like, is this everywhere or is this just mine? The second thing is my insurance just told me, they said, if I get 90-day prescriptions, I get 1 month for free. So that means I don't have to pay one copay. And that can be significant. And so I try to get 90 days, especially on the more expensive prescriptions. And then just recently they sent out a letter that said, oh, from now on you can only get 90 days from Walgreens, and there was some mail order option, and which I'm probably going to have to investigate. And it seemed like not even within a few weeks of my insurance telling me I could only get 90 days from Walgreens, Walgreens announces they'll no longer fill 90 days. And I'm like, is that, again, is that my local one or is that a corporate-wide policy?
So it's not just you said Ozempic, sorry, because my Mounjaro is the same way. I can't get, and then they always, certain doses can't come, are always back ordered. It's like they only give the market a certain amount from wherever they come from, and they got to divvy it up a certain way. And when they took, but they didn't make those, I guess the way she explained it, because it was the same true thing about, you know, with my Mounjaro, is while they took, you know, four or five, like for her store, they took, what, four Rite Aids and put them into one, but they never upped the count of the distribution, and they did the same thing on all C2s as well, too. They didn't up the counts. You know, so now that store now has four times the amount of the thing, but they never, the DEA never upped the control amounts that they're allowed to have.